This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. According to Meeting Place, scientists at the University of Glasgow have discovered an amino acid produced in the human brain that could prevent or treat infection from a strain of E. coli. Through the study of the genome sequence of 1,500 strains of E. coli, scientists discovered high concentrations of a particular amino acid to block bacteria from attaching to host tissue. There are many strains of E. coli developing resistance to traditional antibiotics, according to lead researcher Dr. Andrew Rowe. If bacteria can be disarmed instead of killed, Rowe says, it puts less pressure on the bacteria to evolve into something that is resistant to treatment. The latest trade data from the first 11 months of 2014 have been released. According to Pork Checkoff Vice President of International Marketing, Rebecca Hendricks, export sales are on pace to break a new record for value for the year. However, a downturn has been seen at the end of the year.
Well, it's been a really interesting year for volume. We're up 2% over last year if you look at all 11 months. And we're up 11% in value, and that's just due to the high pork prices for the year. But in November, the last couple months, actually, October and November, exports have been decreasing. So November exports are down 13% over November of last year.
November U.S. pork exports were down 13% in volume and 6% in value. Hendricks says the European Union has gained market share in key U.S. markets.
There's been a real fundamental shift in export demand. Weak wholesale prices are the outcome of that. The main thing is intense competition. The European Union has a really low pork prices this year due to some trade closures and market access issues with Russia. So they've seen lower prices, and that means that our customers can buy lower priced products from the EU, as well as the strong U.S. dollar. So currency plays a big role in the ability to export pork.
Pork Checkoff Vice President of International Marketing, Becca Hendricks. Food labels that tell us how animals are treated and cared for on the farm or ranch are popping up in grocery stores across the U.S. South Dakota State University Extension Livestock Stewardship Associate Heidi Carroll says the labels can be a bit confusing.
The terms and the things that you're going to see on the food labels themselves is pretty widespread. Some of them may say humanely raised, and then each program that actually manages the certification program for those products, they actually just put their label on. So some examples that you might see might be American Humane Certified in their label, or Certified Humane or Animal Welfare Approved might be some of those seals or certification labels that would actually be on the packages themselves.
Carol says there's no set standard for these labels.
So it's very misleading to the consumer. They may see these seals, but if they're not familiar with the program, they may not know what actual standards are happening on the farm for the care of those animals. The majority of the labels will actually have their information on their websites. Humanely raised or welfare labels that do exist, they are not government-approved programs. The other thing to remember, just because our animal products, our meats and our eggs and our milk are not labeled with these types of labeling, it doesn't mean that the care is any less better quality for those animals on the farm.
Carol says at this point, the animal care labels are mostly found in the most densely populated areas of the U.S. A family-run carnival ride business is among the winners of this year's Friends of Illinois County Fair Awards. The Illinois Association of Agricultural Fairs gave out the honors at its annual convention in Springfield. Swear Amusements Company in New Athens received one of the awards. The family business was founded by Ray and Janice Swear, who got started with one kiddie train ride. It's now celebrating its 57th year and provides rides, games, and food concessions to many county fairs and community events. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Registration is currently open for the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum. The forum has been taking place annually since the 1980s, and according to co-chair of the Chicago Farmers Farmland Forum, Jeff Martin, it has evolved into an event that is about more than just land.
The Chicago Farmland Forum has been going on since the early 80s. And it's an informational meeting, educational seminars, in addition to exhibitors relating to buying and selling of farmland, and also trying to get a better return from your farm. You know, how you can tweak your farm inputs, different things to to help you get a better return from your farm. So there will be people attending the forum covering pretty much all aspects of the agriculture industry.
So not only will this be touching on farmland, but there will also be others there touching on other aspects of ag?
Yes, we have 17 different educational breakout sessions covering different segments of agriculture, improving soil health with cover crops, succession planning, just a whole list of different educational seminars to help you be better informed on if you own land or if you're looking to purchase farmland, you know, what your outlook is.
And you said that this forum has been going on for many years, so how has the popularity of it evolved?
It was started in the early 80s when the price of land took a plunge and a lot of producers have purchased land. So the Chicago farmers had the idea of trying to put landowners or investors together with producers, you know, to help solve that problem. And it really worked. You know, we had a lot of investors came in at that time, bought land for producers, and they in turn rented it back to that producer. So since then, it has evolved into an addition of the, like I said, the educational seminars to help people get a better profit from their land in addition to also buying and selling farmland. So, and the interest is really has been really very good the last several years with these additions.
And it sounds like it is a great place not only to learn something, but to also network and meet new connections.
Yeah, it's a really great place to network. There'll be farm managers there, brokers, there farmers there, producers. A lot of people in the agriculture industry relating to, you know, to seed, to grain storage, just a lot of different facets there that you'll be able to meet people and talk and help, try to help improve your bottom line on the farm.
Now, many people hear the title Chicago Farmers Forum and they think, well, I live in central or southern Illinois. Why should I care?
Yes, well, you really should care because in the original of the Chicago Farmers, it was pretty much based out of the Chicago area, the membership. Now it's probably people like myself downstate and around the Midwest that belong to this organization. It's just, like I said, it's a great place to network. And as agriculture producers here downstate, you know, we still feel like we need to inform people in the city, you know, that we are environmentally conscious and, you know, we're doing the right things on the farm and that they are our biggest consumers, so we have to kind of work hand in hand. So, yeah, it's a great mix, I think.
And as you approach this year's forum, how do you think the interest in farmland is looking this year?
Interest is still pretty high. You know, with the higher farmland prices, it's taken a few people out of the market. You know, they would rather wait for land to come down a little bit, but the land is still trading at a fairly high range, according to history. You know, we're still in that 11-12 range, so there's still a lot of interest. It's taken maybe some of the smaller investors maybe out of the market that were looking to buy a 20 or a 30 or a 40, but still, they're still coming and looking and trying to figure out if that's something that would like to fit in their portfolio.
And why don't you go ahead and tell everyone how they can register and the date and time and location for this event?
The date is February 7th, 2015. It's held at the Joliet Junior College Weitendorf Agriculture Education Center, which is not on campus, but we do have, if you go to our website, chicagofarmers.org, that gives you directions and a map of how to get to the Weitendorf Center. It is held from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can call our office at 312-388-3276 to pre-register, or you can go online at chicagofarmers.org. We have the brochure there, and you can, at that time as you register, you can check the boxes for the breakout sessions that you would like to attend. The fee is $50 by January 26th, and after that, it would be $75. We also have a couple exhibitor booth space open for $275 if you have any interest in exhibiting for the fair. It's a great place to really meet a lot more people than just attending. You know, if you're a banker, or if you're a farm manager, if you're a producer, you know, looking for investors and dealing with people, it's a great place to exhibit also.
Again, that was co-chair of the Chicago Farmlands Forum, Jeff Martin. Martin also invites everyone to follow the Chicago Farmers on Facebook or on Twitter for more information and updates. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.